Now we want to move to the first of two stories that touch on how the country is grappling with race right now. Both stories take place on college campuses. First, the students at the University of Mississippi, also known as Ole Miss, just voted to have students design a new mascot that officially ends the reign of the controversial Colonel Reb. That's a symbol of the state's Confederate history. The university decided to ban Colonel Reb from events in 2003 because many found the image increasingly offensive. This decision came after a hard-fought battle that divided the Ole Miss student body, faculty, and alumni for years. We wanted to know more about this, so we called Alex McDaniel. She is a senior at the University of Mississippi and editor of the Daily Mississippian, Ole Miss's campus newspaper. Alex, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First, what can you tell us about today's vote? Was there wide participation? I assume it was an online vote.
Yes, the vote took place on Tuesday, and it was open to all full-time students at the university. We boast about 18,000 enrolled students, not sure how many full-time, but there'd been more build-up from the week before when we had our student government elections, and everybody knew it was coming, so we had some advertising campaigns from different organizations coming out, and a lot of campaigning, a lot of lobbying, a lot of influence, and when it came down to the voting, I don't think anybody on campus was sure how it was going to turn out just based on the fact that for the past 7 years, there has been so much controversy about it. So when it came down and found out that, 75% of those who voted actually voted to move forward, I think it marked a pretty significant day just in our university's history.
As you said, nearly 75% of the votes cast voted to move forward, whether to support a student-led effort to develop and propose a new on-field mascot. But as I understand it, only about 3,300 votes were cast. A little more than 3,300 votes were cast, how do you interpret that?
Honestly, judging based on past student government elections and things like that we've had, that was actually pretty impressive, especially for a referendum. At the same time, though, I think there has been criticism. Is this an apathetic campus? Do they really care? What happened? There were a few different elements going into it, though. For one, there wasn't a lot of communication from the student government to media sources, including the Daily Mississippian, about what this vote actually meant. And for weeks, we were reporting, based on interviews, that it was just a vote whether you wanted a new mascot or you didn't. And it wasn't until Sunday night, when I was putting the paper together for the next day, we dedicated the entire front page to explaining what the vote meant, which actually was, do you want the students to lead it or do you not? And after that, there was a lot of confusion. A lot of the different organizations that were pro-Colonel Reb started fighting it and saying it was a lie and it was propaganda. And so I think a lot of it has to do with maybe a lot of students were too confused to want to vote. But even then, it was actually a pretty impressive turnout based on elections that we've had.
And I was going to ask you that leads to my next question, which is what were the arguments on both sides? I can understand. I think people who've ever seen Colonel Reb would understand why many people would say, this isn't really the image we need right now for this mm-hmm. for this era. This is a diverse campus now. It's not, celebrating the Confederate general is not necessarily the way we want to be viewed by the rest mm-hmm. of the country right now. But what were the arguments on the other side for keeping Colonel Reb?
Well, I think the primary argument that we're hearing or that we've heard in the past few weeks is that most of the people that are pro Colonel Reb, they just love him because he's a symbol of the university, that they're not trying to promote anything divisive. They're not trying to promote a racist symbol, but that it meant so much to them that they should, try to retain it. However, this wasn't about intent. It was about perception. And that was the one thing that I think was lost on people on both sides, is that regardless of how many people are attached to the symbol, regardless of how many people view it as just school spirit, they're not considering what that looks among this, in the South and in the nation for the state of Mississippi.
What were some of the student-to-student conversations like about this? I don't know if you participated in any, where people just say, they're, having lunch together, dinner together, and just talking about things. Were there a lot of student-to-student conversation about it? What was that like?
Well, I think the main thing between students is that the administration already said Colonel Reb was not an option. He was not coming back, that there was no way this vote could revive him and bring him back as an on-field mascot. So I think a lot of the students were stuck on that and just said, I don't really understand what being for Colonel Reb would or being pro Colonel Reb would actually do, considering he's not coming back. And then on the other side, you have people. I mean, these students have been without a mascot for 7 years. Most of the people that voted, a great deal of people that voted, weren't even here. We were teenagers in high school when this happened, so we're not used to having an on-field mascot. So I think a lot of it was just kind of feeling like we were stuck in the middle of a battle between alumni and administration, because it's the alumni that were passionate about it. This was their mascot. But, this is a new student body. This is not the student body of 2003. And I think that was probably the primary thing was just, you know, where do we fit in all this, and where does our opinion fall?
And I was going to ask you about that. Did in a way you had to have been, you know, when this first started, you were a teen, a preteen even, and for most of the students there. So did it seem a little stupid in a way? A little.
I wouldn't say stupid. I mean, my father was born and raised in Mississippi, and he grew up in the 50s and 60s, and he was always used to, you know, seeing the Colonel Reb symbol. And, you know, every time I go home, there's a Colonel Reb statue in my front yard. Yes, there is. And it's all it is about school spirit. And we live in Arkansas, so in a way, it's kind of debunking the Razorbacks. But it does seem silly to put so much emphasis and so much effort and so much money into trying to influence the student body when we're really talking about a cartoon, because this isn't an issue of a mascot. It's an issue of a university that's been thriving, a university that's made great strides and is actually quite progressive, but is so limited by being attached to these symbols that create this kind of division, this kind of controversy. So I think that was a very prevalent opinion as far as why are we focusing on this cartoon when we have a university and an educational institution we need to focus on.
So what's going to happen to your Colonel Reb in the front yard? What are you going to do with him?
Oh, I'm sure it'll stay. You know, it's one of those that it's less about Colonel Reb. It's more about Ole Miss with my family. I mean, it's mainly, support that I'm getting an education and everything like that. I'm sure when we do develop a new mascot, if they make a new statue, I guarantee you it'll be right there with it. It's more of just kind of a novelty item. People are used to it. But that's another thing, too. The university was very inconsistent after removing Colonel Reb in 2003 because they continued to use the symbol on merchandise. That's why there are Colonel Reb statues and Colonel Reb t-shirts and hats and everything else.
That's worth pointing out. I appreciate it. So, Alex, I understand you're a student journalist, and so we're not really asking for your personal opinion here, but just me to you, do you have a vote for what you think the next mascot should be? Do you have a preference?
Well, I know all the stuff about Admiral Akbar from Star Wars has come down and kind of brought some light in our university. You know, I just think as long as it's truly a student-led initiative and that it's not just the student government or just a small group of student leaders who are making all the decisions, if the entire student body gets the opportunity to come together and choose something, I think we have the chance to develop something really great and something that's representative of our university rather than representative of a time that we don't want to remember anymore.
How about an Alex statue?
I'm sure my dad wouldn't be opposed to it, but I don't know how that would look, you know, to everybody else. But we'll see what happens. It's a really exciting time right now at Ole Miss.
All right. Alex McDaniel is the editor of the Daily Mississippian, the University of Mississippi's campus newspaper. She joined us from Oxford. Alex, thank you. Good luck to you as well, and congratulations on your senior year.
Oh, thank you so much.